KXRN-LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
A little ominous music on a foggy day. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show. It's a Friday edition, 8:03 the time. And as we do each and every Friday, we welcome in for Chamber Chat. You know her, you love her, you can't live without her. The great Paula Hornbuckle Arnold in this morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great, thank you.
Good, good. It's great to have you. And before we meet Ashley, and a bundle of energy is absolutely right of how you put it.
Yes.
Ashley Johnson with Visit Laguna is here this morning. Before we meet Ashley, you've got a new hire over at the Chamber.
I do. I hired Erin Slattery. She's my new Ashley. And she's a Laguna local. She actually comes from a legacy family here.
Oh, okay.
So all her right. grandfather is Frank Lang from Lang Park.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. What yes. a nice connection.
Yes.
And obviously very qualified for the position that you've hired her for.
Definitely very qualified. She started on Monday, well, actually Tuesday this week, and she's picking things up pretty quickly. You know, it's overwhelming when you get started. So, you know, I'm always nervous. You know, are you okay? Are you okay? She's doing just fine.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let's have her in and talk to her at some point.
We'll do, for sure.
All right. I love it. I'm going to turn my attention right now to this bundle of energy you brought in this morning. My God. Ashley Johnson is the president and CEO of Visit Laguna Beach here in town. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
How's life treating you today?
It is fantastic.
Okay. Good to have you. And so much energy so early in the morning. Is this the type of life you have to lead?
It is. It's a life I like to lead, honestly. I thrive on organized chaos. I love having energy. I love kind of getting through my day in that way, and it makes it better.
All right. Well, tell us about the marketing efforts behind Visit Laguna. What's the strategy that you have, and how do you employ this every day?
Yeah, definitely. So at Visit Laguna, we are employed with marketing the destination to potential overnight visitors. Okay. And so through that, it's mainly digital marketing in today's world. It's so easy to invest in a variety of mediums and then pivot as needed and look at those metrics, see what's working, see what doesn't, and ensuring that we see that ROI in those direct bookings. So it's through a slew of different mediums, whether it's TripAdvisor, you know, we invest heavily in our website, SEO, SEM, right. as many other organizations do. We also invest highly in data and research,
right.
which is probably the first, I'd say about 12 months ago, we started doing that just to see with COVID how those numbers were working. And that's a big investment on our part, but it's great because we can pull up some data that shows who's in town, their pathway that they're navigating throughout town, which is phenomenal.
Right.
And then we can figure out how we want to best message to them.
Well, who's coming to town?
So who is coming to town? A variety of folks. You know, we used to be very family heavy. We're starting to see that shy away slightly to more couples, singles, girlfriends, getaways types of things. But it is the higher echelon of folks. It's about $150,000 household income and above.
Right.
Usually staying for about 2.5 to 3 days. That's changed a little bit throughout COVID and kind of through recovery. We're seeing about a 3.5 day stay.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really the flexibility of folks who now can pick up their laptop, work from
Valid.
Home, and have that ocean view.
Right.
You know, you have that flexibility
and
now.
And they just want to get away.
Exactly.
They've been waiting.
Yeah. Well, and it's fascinating, too, because we used to have a big fly market, which was Utah, Texas, Arizona, Vegas. And now we're really seeing that huge penetration coming from Los Angeles and San Diego. I mean, I would say it's about 85% of our visitation at present.
And is that due to the marketing directly to them? Do you focus on them?
So we have definitely shifted, and now we are focusing on them because we are seeing an interest in them wanting to come here and spending the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what about a sat like a San Francisco or a Santa Clarita area?
You know,
I would imagine we're a destination for them, almost like getting away to go to Vegas or something.
You know, we were prior to COVID for San Francisco, for instance, and that market has been a really interesting and volatile market to watch just because of COVID. I think their urban environment, they really haven't wanted to get out much. So we've definitely shied away from that market.
Right.
It was a great market pre-COVID, you know, a lot of money to spend
right.
from a leisure standpoint, but we've seen that change. Santa Clarita, yes and no. It's sort of dependent upon the season, which is interesting. They're really looking for, I would say that market is more family friendly, looking for things to do. So we will focus on them from sort of a indirect standpoint with content creation and kind of pushing messaging to them that's
right.
not necessarily paid, but we see them wanting to come here more in the summer to experience the festivals.
Is there a possibility that somehow the money spenders, those that would come in for a couple of days, a few days and spend money here in town, are sometimes pushed out by the day trippers from the Inland Empire, the San Bernardino, not that there's anything wrong with day tripping here, but those that come from San Bernardino, and they might feel crowded out in the summer. It's like, well, I'm not going there. It's too crowded. I don't want to spend my money somewhere else.
You know, we don't hear that as much as one would think, and I think it's because of the makeup of Laguna. Laguna is so compact and it seems so small, but we're not a destination where you have one big wide stretch of beach where you feel like you're on top of one another.
Right.
I think with our 30 beaches and coves and that seclusion and privacy, you sort of feel like you're in the south of France and you're on the secluded beach and there's other people, but you don't feel like you're stacked on top of one another. And I think the day trippers are really doing different activities than our overnight visitors. Right. You know, the overnight visitors are really experiencing, you know, our restaurants, our shops, our beaches to a certain extent, but they're really looking to, I would say, support our businesses more so, where the day trippers are beach.
And I see the day trippers a lot at Main Beach,
right,
because that's really all they know. Mm-hmm. They don't know most of them. A lot of them don't know the little coves and et cetera.
And that brings me to the next point. A couple of years back, there may have been some questions about providing too much information about our private beaches and where the tide pools are, and that eventually too many people came to see these little private coves. Would you focus on maybe not doing that so much, not advertising where the cool private coves are?
So, you know, we have to tell the story from a certain sense, and we try to tell a lot of that historical aspect. Right. So certain beaches and experiences really do show up in that marketing. We don't necessarily say, hey, go here. Here's, you know, Thousand Steps Beach. Go here. This is the place to go.
Right.
We sort of tell that overarching story to create that inspiration. And, you know, there is social media. There are TikTokers out there who have millions and millions of followers who are standing at Victoria Beach, you know, sharing their TikTok. You know, I wish we had the amplification that Google does, and I would like to take the responsibility for sharing all of those.
The
beaches.
Influence is all yours.
Yes. So it's a fine line. We are, just kind of on another note, we are really working on a Leave No Trace initiative, which is really talking about sustainability and conservation. So when we are sharing a beach, we're adding that messaging saying, you know, if you're going to go here, clean up after yourself. Be a responsible traveler. Be a responsible tourist. You know, it's amazing because in getting involved in that program and project, it's really about education. And 9 out of 10 people are not educated as to how to be a responsible traveler, which is mind-blowing to me.
Right, right. Now, you travel often, Paula.
I do.
Yes, and you are Miss Plastic Bag, put my own garbage away, throw it away when I'm done.
I do not leave a trace.
Right.
I was taught, though, at the age of 11 or 10 right. that you don't leave a trace.
Right.
And we called it just no littering.
Right.
But in this day and age, just don't leave a trace.
Right, exactly.
You know, don't pick up shells from the tide mm-hmm, pool and mm-hmm. no trace.
Right.
Yeah, you
right.
just don't do it.
We should all know that.
Yes.
We should all know that. You mentioned that it's less families coming and we're seeing more couples. Mm-hmm. And Paula, I'll turn to you on that. Are businesses in town now catering more, because of that? Are businesses in town catering less to families and more to couples, would you find?
I wouldn't say they were catering. I think that they follow the market. So if they see more couples in here, sure, they're mm-hmm. going to bring additional merchandise in that speaks to those people. But right. no, I wouldn't say that they adjusted their marketing plan.
Right. Okay. All right. Tell us about your background, Ashley.
So my background, I grew up in Orange County, California, okay. and I went to the University of Arizona. Unfortunately, we lost last
God
night.
I know, I saw that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I knew they weren't going to get past Houston. Houston was just exactly the wrong matchup for them.
I know, and we did not show up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I went to the University of Arizona and I majored in journalism there, minored in business. Sort of thought I would go the broadcast realm. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I loved the marketing aspect.
Right.
And then ended up working for South Coast Plaza in the marketing department, worked in PR for a little bit, and then, you know, landed here as the marketing coordinator. I actually ran into the former board chair at the Toshiba Golf Tournament in Newport Beach. She's like, hey, do you want to come work for a convention and visitors bureau? I'm like, a what? I had no idea what that was.
Right.
So yeah, and then kind of fast forward, I've actually been here now 15 years.
Wow. Juxtaposition working for, like, for instance, a mall, a brick and mortar place that you have to sell, a brick and mortar place, to what you're doing right now and a non-brick and mortar
yes.
type of business.
Yes. I love it. I mean, it is phenomenal because you get to really create that inspiration, as I mentioned earlier.
Right.
We have an incredible destination, as both of you know, with such amazing assets. I look at my counterparts in other destinations, and I'm like, I am so lucky, you know? And I love sharing the entire experience of the destination as opposed to one specific business.
You're a Poppy Award winner. Explain what the Poppy Award is to us.
Yes. So the Poppy Award is an award that Visit California, our state tourism board, actually gives out every other year. And we took home the best brand, destination brand in the state of California. It was 18 months ago, and it was for destinations with budgets from $1 to $7 million. So our budget, everyone thinks we have all this money in the world. Right. Our budget overall is $1.2 million, and we're competing with Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, who have $7, $8, $9 million budgets.
Right. So, that's a baller. You're a baller at that
Thank you, man.
Well, she sells an experience. I mean, markets an experience, right. not just a destination.
Right. Right. And this summer, what can locals expect this summer?
So locals can expect it's going to be a busy summer. Okay. It's going to be a busy summer. You know, that pent up demand, people want to get out. But it's really, I think it's going to be very interesting because I think it's going to be those travelers that we are really excited to welcome. You know, in the past, I would say 24 months, our average daily rate for hotels is about $322. Right now, last week was $488. Okay. So we're seeing that definite high echelon of folk who come into town, who are going to experience the town, hopefully patronize our businesses. But like I said, it is going to be a busy summer. People have flexibility. They want to get out. And, you know, it's going to be good for all of our businesses for recovery purposes.
And you clearly will be busy this summer.
I will clearly be busy. It's actually funny. Internally, we are probably slowest July and August because it, you know, all the other months with marketing plans and all the fun stuff
right.
take up a lot of time. So, yeah.
All right. And should someone want to contact you or find out information or anything about Laguna, where would they go?
So come visit us at visitlagunabeach.com or you can follow us on social media at Visit Laguna. Please engage with us as you're, you know, exploring around town. Be sure to tag us at Visit Laguna and use the hashtag MyLagunaBeach and we'd love to share your content.
Fantastic. Paula, thank you again for bringing her in.
You're welcome, Ed.
I've had the best
one. Isn't she delightful?
She is absolutely delightful. And you can tell she does have kind of this broadcasting background. There was no stuttering, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Which was fantastic. Fantastic. Ashley Johnson, Visit Laguna, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank
Paula,
you so
thank
much.
You again.
Thanks, Ed.
It's the Mornings with Ed show.